Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Okay, this is the Liam Neeson afterlife, not the Ricky Gervais one. It also has Christy Ricci, which I liked when she was younger. She went through a Black Snake Moan period where I did not really enjoy her movies. But I am a fan, and that's what I was reminded of when I watched this. What to say? Yeah. My sister-in-law had recommended it to me, and then I checked it out, and I'd say I'm almost halfway through, and I just paused it because it's daylight savings time, and I'm going to probably be going to bed a little earlier. It's 7:45 normally, but it's actually 8:45, so I probably won't finish it, but with my luck, I'll probably have insomnia and come out here and finish it later. So I'm going to do this review in two parts. This is the first part. Okay, basic premise is young woman, she's a school teacher, Christy Ricci's character, gets in a car accident and dies, and well, I guess she dies, yeah, I think she dies, and ends up in a mortuary where Liam Neeson is the undertaker, and he is, kind of dressing her body as he talks to her. And she doesn't really accept the fact that she's dead. So Justin Long is her boyfriend. I haven't watched the whole thing, so I don't know, but I'm assuming that he's kind of an asshole. But he does cry a little bit when she dies, so it's hard to tell. But I think he was trying to basically break up with her, I think. But I'm not 100% sure of that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. But, you know, if you like Christina Ricci and you like Liam Neeson, which I do, and this is a lot of other people do too, because it's got like a 4 out of 5 with like 2,000 reviews. It came out in 2009, so it's kind of an old movie actually, but it's new to me, and I look forward to finishing it sometime when I don't have like a big huge to-do list of other movies that I have stopped halfway through. But I definitely will get to it, and when I do, I'll do a part two. But yeah, this definitely, it's recommended. I wouldn't recommend it like as a 10, but probably as a 9. It's definitely 9 out of 10. And I guess what the thing about with me is that it's not really getting to it, but this is only the first half. So I'm just kind of like wondering, like, who is Liam Neeson? Like, why is he an undertaker that can talk to dead people? Why is he the only one who can do it? So that stuff's all probably going to unfold. But so it's kind of a mystery, I would assume. But yeah, like I said, it's got a really good Democratic 4 out of 5 on Amazon Prime Video. So I'm sure it's good. Stuff that is that high is always good. And then, of course, there's always personal preference, too. But I'm liking it so far. So, yeah, check it out. That's it for tonight, and I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.